Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're joined us here with our Coors Sports Topic Show, and every Tuesday and Wednesday night, yeah, we go back to South Bend, Indiana with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team for our Notre Dame Football Report. Well, Frank, it's always great to have you with us. It's even better when the Irish football team wins a game, and they had a big victory this past weekend. I want to discuss that with you as the season rolls along. And again, your thoughts on the positive side of the win on Saturday.
Well, Coach, first of all, we were very excited to be back in the win column. James and I were talking about how bad it felt to be on the losing side and not winning. But things are very upbeat here in South Bend and in Irish Nation. We beat a pretty decent Purdue offense, actually. We beat them 56-30, but it's a little misleading in some ways because the Irish defense played well and they played not so well at certain points. And what I mean by that is that in the first half especially, Purdue had three field goals, which could have been touchdowns. They were pretty close. And if you add that all together, they would have had about 42 points, which really would have hurt the Notre Dame defense as far as points allowed. But they didn't. And the score remained 56-30, which was great. The defense really gave up a lot of passing yardage. James was very concerned about that. One of the highlights of the year was supposed to be this great defense. And so far, they have not lived up to expectations. James and I were talking about just the other day about how they need to get a little bit more pressure from the outside with the defensive ends, maybe rush some linebackers once in a while, to give those defensive backs a little bit more cushion in regards to coverage is concerned. But, Coach, it was a different game. And the reason why I say that is because about well into the second quarter, with about a minute and 30 seconds to go, everything kind of paused, and there was lightning, and there was rain, and there was thunder. So what they did is they emptied the stadium, which is kind of interesting to see, you know, almost 80,000 people scatter for the exits. And then with that being said, it was about almost 2 hours before the game resumed. So, of course, you got to come back out. You have to loosen up. You have to stretch. And the Irish, in their own field, I think, felt much more comfortable. And in the third quarter, they score 21 points to Purdue's zero. And I think that was kind of the turning point of the game when they came back. Purdue was going neck and neck with them up until that time. I believe at the half, the score was 35-23. So it was still a pretty good game. And then after that third quarter, scoring 21 points, then it made it 56-23. And then Purdue scored at the very end with a spectacular catch, a one-handed grab over the shoulder for a touchdown. And that was by their second-team quarterback and, I believe, the second-team receiver. So it was an interesting game. I think Notre Dame needed a game like this, where they could really unload offensively. Coach, when you look at the stats, but the thing I liked about this was C.J. Carr was 10 for 12 for 223 yards and two touchdowns. Now, the first play from scrimmage went 66 yards to Fields. It was Carr to Fields for a long touchdown right up the middle. And when Minchie came in at the end of the game, he was 7 for 8 for 58 yards. So we know that if anything happens to C.J. Carr, we have a very reliable backup. I think rushing-wise, the Irish did very well. They had a total of 535 total yards. And, Coach, the Love, Jeremiah Love, had 157 yards rushing. And Price had 74 yards rushing. Price had 4 TDs on the game, and Love had 2. So with 2 running backs like that, it makes the quarterback's position and the offensive line position much more comfortable. So, Coach, it was a great showing for the Irish. And I think Purdue is a much better team than they were last year. So they have some good things to look forward to, although I don't think they're quite there yet.
Frank Pomerico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame football report, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Remember, just go and visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank, just think of this for a moment. I'm sure you're aware of this. How about Purdue? 2 weeks in a row, they have had rain delays, 3.5 hours as far as for the USC game, and then about 2 hours for the Notre Dame game. That is quite a thing for them to go through.
Coach, if they ever go through a game with no rain delays at all, they may really play well, because they were doing great in that first half. They were warming up. They have a good passer in Ryan Brown. He threw for almost 300 yards. And their backup was a good thrower as well. Defensively, I think they struggle against a really strong Notre Dame offense, who was well-oiled going into this game. Love and Price were running great. They were fast. They were shifty. And the Irish were opening up some holes. So it was tough. I think if I was a team that was playing against this Notre Dame team, I would try to hog the ball and try to score a couple of touchdowns and have them press enough to be able to catch up to me. Because if you keep the ball away from their offense, it's harder for them to score on defense. But that is the best defense you can have, by having your offense on the field. And Purdue didn't have the ball that much in the second half. I think the possession time was 32 minutes for Notre Dame and only 28 minutes for Purdue. That's quite a bit of difference when you're talking about a college football game, Coach. And they were controlling the ball, and they were running it very well. When you do that, you can run the ball, you control the game, and that's for sure.
Well, Frank, Arkansas up next. At Arkansas, a very tough place to play. And as you know it, and I know it, Notre Dame's back is sort of against the wall. They got to win this game, and then they're back home for three straight home games, but they can't lose a game.
Coach, you're right on that. In order for them to have a glimpse of the playoffs, they have to win out. And let me tell you, this Arkansas team is no slouch. And they are 2-2. But the teams they lost to are both undefeated. Or I believe Mississippi is undefeated, but they lost to Mississippi by a score of like 45 to 38, and they lost to Memphis State 32-31. They had the game won. I just finished watching that game. They had the game won. They fumbled on the 3-yard line going in, so it was a real catastrophe for them to lose that game. Otherwise, they'd be 3-1. They should be. They have good offense. And the leader of that offense is Talen Green. Now, Coach, this is a guy who has just about 1,200 yards throwing in 4 games. He has 12 TDs with only 4 interceptions. He's 6'6", 224 pounds. And, Coach, he's the leading rusher on the team. He has 44 carries for 360 yards and 2 TDs. He also has Washington that has 330 yards. He's number 4. And Russell, number 0, has 150 yards, and he has 3 TDs. So this is a very potent offense that can really hurt a defense that's struggling. So this is something I think Notre Dame has to be very aware of, and something they need to try to control the ball with their running game and keep their offense off the field. The thing about Arkansas is their defense is not nearly as potent as their offense. They give up some points, not nearly as much as they score. They're averaging 43.5 points per game. And they play against some pretty good competition. But when you look at their defense, they've given up some points as well. And I think that if Notre Dame can hold the ball, Arkansas will score. But if you can hold the ball and grind out touchdowns, have a conservative passing attack, I think we're looking at a high scoring game in the 30s, but it could be very close. But I take the Irish to win. One thing I want to say, Coach, about Arkansas is they have a great offensive coordinator, Bobby Petrino, who at one time was the head coach there in the early 2000s. I want to say in the middle of the early 2000s, between 2004 and maybe 2011, something like that. But he is a great offensive mind. He knows what he's doing. And if they have that same kind of effort offensively, it's going to be a long day for the Irish.
You know, Frank, this is a key game. They've got to really focus on this game because they're on the road at a dangerous place, a lot of great football tradition at Arkansas. Then they come home and take on Boise State, North Carolina State, and then the Trojans, who are undefeated, come back there. And I don't have to tell you about that game. That's like a bowl game. Then they have a bye before they have Boston College, Navy, and so on. So this is really a key game for them as far as turning it around so they can get back home.
Coach, I agree with you. And I kind of think that they're going to have those flags flying down there, and they're going to be out for blood for the Irish. I think Arkansas has been waiting for a game like this a long time. If they can beat Notre Dame on national TV, and by the way, it's on ABC at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If they can beat Notre Dame on national TV, this is going to be a real boost for their season because they have some tough competition as well. But this is something I think is going to put them back on the map, so to speak, if they can gather the troops and be able to beat a Notre Dame team that has a high profile of being a good team from last year. Although last year is over, we just have to think about this year. But Notre Dame's back is to the wall. If they were to lose this game, then they're going to have some problems getting up for the next few games because they're playing some stiff competition. North Carolina State is good. Boise State is a solid football team. Maybe not spectacular, but they're solid. They're well coached. North Carolina State is going to give you everything they got. Southern Cal, you know they can be devastating offensively, especially. Now, the big advantage, of course, is that we're here in South Bend, but they play well. They have some awesome talent. And then, of course, you got Boston College, who it's the Vatican Bowl for them. They're looking to beat Notre Dame on national TV. If they can do that, it makes their whole season. So, Coach, I'm excited about the rest of the season, and also I'm excited about digging out of this hole. James and I were just talking about it. Isn't it great that we're able to dig out of this hole now and show people that we are a spectacular team? We're well-coached. The quarterback play has been fantastic. I got to tip my hat to Gino Guiducci for the great work he's doing with both quarterbacks, but especially with C.J. Carr, because of his youth, Coach. He has such poise, such leadership, and such confidence in his play. He looks like a junior or senior out there looking to impress the NFL, but he is a very, very good quarterback. He has great touch. He's making some freshman mistakes, but he is a guy who's going to be a great player down the line and maybe even up for some huge awards down the road. But most Notre Dame people are not interested in singular awards. They want to see that national championship. So if it's not this year, if we can get in, it could be. But if it's not, maybe next year or the year after.
Well, Frank, again, I want to thank you for joining us here with our Notre Dame football report. I want to thank James because without James and all the updates he gives you during the game and all of us as far as the opponents they play, we wouldn't be able to get it done. And again, we got to always thank Station Casinos. They're our segment sponsor. And as they said, STN Sports app is something you ought to be a part of. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Just visit STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com for more information. Frank, again, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Coach, great being with you. I enjoy every second of it. Talk to you next week. Bye now.
Thank you very much. That's Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. When we come back, let's feature the undefeated team in the city of Las Vegas, the UNLV Rebels, with Mark Wallington. Buckle up.